shut up and come on.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Hardy.
Goodbye, my dear madam.
Now, goodbye, Mr. Laurel.
Goodbye.
I'm Abu Abbas.
<laughs> 2020 weekend traffic with delays at the Canning Town flyover. It's closed both ways today due to maintenance work, and that's causing slight delays in both directions at the moment. Tower Bridge has just been lifted, and it'll be lifted again as well at 11:10 this morning, and a couple of liftings this afternoon. Albert Bridge is closed all day today due to maintenance work. The A102 Blackhall Tunnel Southern Approach in Greenwich has two lanes closed between the Sun in Sounds roundabout and the Blackhall Tunnel. And on the A5 High Street at Edgware between Station Road and Garrett Road, you'll find a crane working there, and the southbound lane has been closed with two-way working on the northbound carriageway. John Hocking, AA Road Watch.
That crane work, when I thought it was a crane work.
Inserting yourself beamishly into what?
Call me back on the telephone.
Morris.
Look at my hair. Like the design.
Call me Mr. Pitiful. Baby, that's my name. Oh, they call me Mr. Pitiful. That's how I got my fame. But people just don't understand what makes a man feel so blue. Ooh, they call me Mr. Pitiful, 'cause I lost someone just like you.
It's not time yet for the 2020 cheese announcement. I've got to let you know about the overnight news. 40 tons of red jam that fell on Swindon.
Is it home? I was happy for a while, but the joke is over. Looking down.
Joke is over.
To the rotting core of man, vegetation. Now I sigh.
Steady.
At the cool, cool attitude to ignorance.
Uh-oh.
The look in your eye when you gave this to me just put me on my guard. In this elegant chaos, I stand to
Satan loves you.
People I see just remind me of mooing like a cow on the grass. And that's not to say that there's anything wrong with being a cow anyway. But people are people, with the added advantage of the spoken word. We're getting on.
Lovely.
In this egg and chaos, I stand to one side. In this egg and chaos, I stand to one side.
Elephant Chaos from Julian Cope, the song in which he bravely champions the rights of cattle. Nothing wrong with being a cow anyway, he says there in the song, which the LP is actually called World Shut Your Mouth, came out in 1984. Lots of shreds of teardrop exploding there. And there's quite a couple more good ones to come off there, but from the school, perhaps the most comic school of lyric writing since Tom Lehrer, Julian Cope in full flow there. Last report, Julian Cope is utterly confused and running around in very small circles. It's actually a great image that stands there, isn't it? So in this elegant chaos, I stand to one side. Things which are about to happen on this programme, you can win yourself some records in a moment or two. You can win the Pixies' new-ish LP. You can win a brand new LP called Soul Decades, the 60s, and the new one from a strange band called In Excess. Questions about that coming up very shortly. 2020 cheese announcements. Outdraw and uprage this week surrounding the publication of Tony Benn's diaries. He says Prince Charles is a tailor's dummy. These things are meant to be kept secret. The Gulf crisis in the face of continuing belligerent threats from Baghdad. Douglas Hurd said Saddam Hussein's statements are always uncompromising. He will remain uncompromising until he withdraws from Kuwait. In other words, after 2 months inside knowledge, our foreign secretary reveals that Saddam will remain uncompromising until he compromises. 2020 wall discovery. Oh, look, there's a wall. Job vacancy going, by the way. Bit of fun, this. London Underground are looking for a new voice for their famous Mind the Gap message. Applicants should submit a short CV and a cassette tape featuring the words Mind the Gap 3 times in succession. The contract is surprisingly lucrative because by law it has to include a repeat fee for every time the message is broadcast, and it will last for 5 years. This job application is being run as a competition through the BBC, actually through Radio 4's Going Places programme at BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A 1AA. Please remember, when recording your cassette, you should bear in mind that they say the successful applicant will have a firm, sensible voice which communicates authority, reliability, calm, a slightly exotic hairstyle and a whiff of scampish humour. The address to pop it into is Radio 4's Going Places. That's record yourself. It doesn't matter. It can be a home cassette recording, preferably on a hi-fi. Record yourself going Mind the Gap 3 times in succession. That is, if you want to get the new job, the new contract for the Mind the Gap tapes on the London Underground, send in your cassette, pop it in the post to BBC Broadcasting House, label it Radio 4's Going Places, London W1A 1AA. When recording the cassette, remember the successful applicant will have a firm, sensible voice which communicates authority, reliability and calm, a slightly exotic hairstyle and a whiff of scampish humour. Oh, closing date, by the way, is the end of next week, so you've got a while to sort that out. Somebody spat out his tuberculoid lung into this cup. So ill.
Glass was all it took. Now it's much too late for me.
never noticed that line before. It's just cure me of this cold, he says it. I have to mention it again. Kiss FM this morning, the sole dude who, he came up with a great announcement. He played a James Brown record, but he led into it. It had a massive, massive introduction. It must have been about a minute and 30 seconds. And he took up at least half of it. He was trying to get up to the vocal, and he went... James Brown. He's still only about halfway there. More from him later on. Here's a competition question. You can win the Pixies LP, the INXS LP, and... oh, this one. Yes, it's a compilation of the Soul Decade. It's called Soul Decade the 60s. Question number one. Which famous decade is that celebrating? 071-224-2000 if you want to win all of these. By the way, you have to get all the answers correct. Secondly, this is actually a mean question, so I won't ask it. It was going to be based on the Pixies being Spanish. But I know that the Pixies guitarist has a list of possible names. Only one of these is correct, OK? Phone in and say which one you think it is correct. Is it Joey Acapulco, Joey Santiago, Joey Oporto, Joey Gonzalez, Massingbird, or Jose, or Hose B? 071-224-2000 if you want to get that right. And also the first question, which decade does the Soul 60s celebrate? And a question about this rather novel Australian band... featuring Kylie Minogue's boyfriend on the spine. This is a rather good fashion. This on the spine, a mystic rune is inscribed. Just the four letters INXS. If you can phone up and say actually pronounce that word, then you get the prize. Okay, INXS. 071-224-2000 if you get that. The name of the Pixies guitarist is it Joey Gonzalez Massingbird? Is it Jose, Hose B, Joey Oporto, Joey Acapulco, or Joey Santiago? And the final question, which decade does the Soul 60s celebrate? Then all those could be yours.
Jog and Star. When he speaks, the world listens.
Good morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Okay, and we're checking out some of the news, topicality, and the weather word with you on the GLC Top 94.9 FM. Have a shag and roll a fag. Okay, we're checking out some of the topicality for you as well. It says, woman soldiers admit they could hinder fighting. I guess that's the last thing a soldier needs out there, having a chick out there running about in uniform, nagging him about the washing up and bringing sand into the house and stuff. And the uniform's a bad idea anyway. It takes a hell of a lot of getting off. And anyway, what's the point of having a bit of hair pie out there if the damn beaver's going to go get blown up? Okay, keep him underground and gagged, I say. I'm tired up. Why not? Good boy. Okay, and we say, keep your hair square. Asian girl flees to avoid marriage. Weird country, Asia. Trying to force arranged marriages there between their insects. Just weird. In Russia, 23,000 troops have been sent to dig potatoes. Not exactly a groovy item, is it, potato guest? Though I suppose the music's good and you've got the right tabs. You know, you just see those spots and you go, yeah, all right, good morning. Okay. Right, and Polly Peck calls for DTI inquiry. Obviously a pretty major chick there. Sounds like she might be worth checking out, Nobby. Can you see if we can get her for the news hour? Can you do that? What do you mean, no? What? What do you mean? now I've said she'll be on the news hour, we're bound not to be able to get through. What do you mean? Obviously, the great Obissimo is still out of his tree for breakfast. No idea what he's talking about. Okay, and we check it out. Still the news. It says here in the What's On section, you can still check out the Monet exhibition at the National Gallery. If you like that kind of thing, if you're the kind of girl's blouse that goes in for the art stuff. Like, I used to hate art. Really just pathetic. Well, I mean, just pathetic, you know. Until actually Nobby showed me some... Who was it? Yeah, Robert Mapplethorpe. Yeah, well, I mean, if all art was like that, I mean, okay, but I mean, Monet and his duck pond, I mean, do us a favour. Actually, I wasn't dragged along to a... Can you believe this? Can you believe it? Here we say in the Pussy Posse. Can you believe it that we went along to a Constable exhibition? I was dragged along there by some dumb chick. She actually knew I'd had to burn off a patrol car the night before in the new Lamborghini, and she still takes me along to a damn fuzz exhibition. Anyway, we had to leave, because when we got to one particularly dull painting, everybody recognised me. And it's kind of embarrassing, you know, when everybody goes, hey, Wade, hey. Wait, hey, wait, hey. Okay, and top of the celebrity gossip here. I got you as well. Actor Bale, the story there about Dave Courtney. I guess you should take more care if he's shooting a movie on a farm. And this is a weird one. In Excess singer Michael Hutchins is two-timing Kylie with a stunning American blonde. He was what? Nobby wants another word. He was saying, so the new LP X is dedicated to Kylie. Don't be ridiculous, Bobby. I mean, what would he dedicate a record to her for if he was seeing another chick? Just a pathetic amount of pop knowledge there from the producer. Okay, and see here that, hey, check out the Queen of Jordan. I mean, that's what a queen should look like. I mean, step down, Liz, you old badger. Let some Royal Desert Beaver in. Okay, cock-a-doodle-doo. And your letter's too here in Wade's mail. It says, dear Wade, my friends often tease me to quite a large extent. They say I'm the sort of person who thinks Cunnilingus is an airline. Can you tell me what it is so I can get back at them? Yours, Rip Trickle Trouser. Rip, I have to say, Cunnilingus isn't an airline, no. It's actually another name for a baby horse.
Over and overture. N, I do not apostrophe. T, need this torture. Little note that came through on a fax this morning. Eve, world destruction, over and overture, N, I do not apostrophe, T, need this torture.
See if we can get to the bottom of that before the end of the program. Some holding, oh, friends of Jesus.
That's Can't Stop from Prince's new LP, Graffiti Bridge. The jury is still out. I keep rushing past them and say don't bother, but they're still out. Right, once again, two problems this morning. The person who normally comes in and adjusts the brightness of the video screen is gone, so you'll have to excuse me. I'll take one or two errors there on reading the old video screen. The person who adjusts the brightness is actually not in this morning. 2020 cheese announcement, le passé. I'm having a look at the... Oh, yes, it's Dave in South Wimbledon. I can see through the dinge. Has actually won the 3LP competition, which we gave away earlier. More records, of course, on the way. Videos of your choice for other gratuitous competitions, which involve precious little anything other than phoning up and saying a random selection of words. But Uncle Jack this morning was in effusive form. As soon as I came in, he said, I've been bollocking people. I like giving them an absolute blasting. This was before I was even into the room. I hate people and people hate me. Gee, it's a lousy day. I said, well, who? And he said, the council. They've blocked off 3 residents' parking bays, and I'm commander of the Residents' Association, and I tell you, it's even the wrong side of the road for the council. So, do you know, I waited until they were all away from work yesterday, and then I rang the man. Do you know, he wasn't at work, he was on the way to Margate the Pro. And I had him round, and I asked him round here, and I invited him over, and I punched him in the face. Why? And then I sent him away. Why? Because he put out the bollards for the parking. Do you know, I'm the Bollinger Street Residents Association commander. We had a tremendous party. I invited everybody, you know. I invited the police, the MPs and all the coachmen. It's tremendous fun. I put masses of cannabis in all the cakes. And then we all go round to the police station and look at crime statistics. To hire myself out, well, for hire myself, I used to walk in and work for free at radio stations just so that I could go and get presenters' drinks and then spit in their coffee. I used to do it too. I used to love all that stuff. Okay, it's frocks and socks and anything that rocks. All right, thanks very much indeed to Joe Danforth Baker for this morning's programme. Actually, by the way, you should listen. If you only just woken up now, you're a weasel overcome with dinge, because you should wake up at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning and listen to Joe Danforth Baker 2 hours of stuff. And in years to come, tapes will be exchanging hands for vast amounts of money. So catch it while you can. Here's today's feedback report number one.
What I would do is walk around them, but if I had my camera with me, I might take an abstract picture, get in very close.
Sit and look at them for a while, and then I might think of a use for them.
So what are you
I'd
doing?
Pick up about 20 in each hand and take them home.
I'd wonder what was in them, I'd touch a few, and then walk away.
Yes, I'd certainly look at them, wouldn't go anywhere near them. Possibly it was some sort of scheme to prevent people parking their cars in that particular area.
I would make an effort to keep my dog away from them.
People say the funniest things, don't they? Those feedback reports, I don't know, they're just amazing. And here's today's feedback report number two.
We are looking today at inappropriate shoe adjustment. What's your opinion?
Well, it's a bad thing.
Is it better or worse if it's preceded by a slight cough or throat-clearing sesh?
Well, something a bit more...
But not enough to bring medical attention and that sort of thing?
No.
Is it worse with both hands?
Well, it's better with two hands.
It is better. What is the worst conceivable occasion to indulge in a bout of inappropriate shoe adjustment?
Well, going into a cinema or coming out of a cinema would be worse than anything else.
Cause a bit of Colin chaos then, couldn't
it?
It
would.
Is so. Inappropriate shoe adjustment most likely to lead to 1, a general increase in everything, 2, things getting flatter, 3, men shouting, or 4, sock excess.
Things getting flatter.
Down to a thickness of about 2 or 3 millimetres?
Yes.
Police statistics.
We go round after the party and look at police crime statistics.
That's what Jack does after the Residents Association party. There's a string of people describing what they would do if they found a rather large amount of something.
What I would do is walk around them, but if I had my camera with me, I might take an abstract picture, get in very close.
Sit and look at them for a while, and then I might think of a use for them, so I'd probably pick up about 20 in each hand and take them home.
I'd wonder what was in them, I'd touch a few, and then walk away.
Yes, I'd certainly look at them, wouldn't go anywhere near them. Possibly it was some sort of scheme to prevent people parking their cars in that particular area.
I would make an effort to keep my dog away from it.
Okay, so if you know what those people have found rather a lot of, then give us a call, 071-224-2000. Bear in mind that the pile of prizes is diminishing all the time. You can win yourself a BBC video of your choice. There's a large and vast pile of records, some of which you'd like to play, others which I'm sure you'd just like to make into a platform for displaying pieces of wall. 071-224-2000 if you want to win either a BBC video, something else which we care to find lying around here, a T-shirt or something similar, perhaps a Janice Long, and you can phone in, win that prize. All you have to do is decide what those people have found rather a lot of. Other records you can play, and others that you can fix to your hubcaps to protect them against blind mammals. 071-224-2000 is the number for the competition. If you're watching television tonight, well, hey-ho and halal-de-da, George Michael's LP has been, the TV advert has been banned because it shows a man and a woman stark naked with their backs to the camera. A spokesman said, quote, "It is intended to give a clear interpretation of the album." If the backsides talked, then it would be the same interpretation as was shown on the South Bank show. What's happening? How's the juggernaut? Oh, what's happening? How's the juggernaut?
was happy in the haze of a drunk. What she asked of me
Greedy people are banging up the phones already, but there is a line free if you want to take part in the competition. Telecom take the biscuit, don't they? He said, linking smoothly into a closely related subject, almost as if he hadn't intended to and just came up with a happy accident, urging people to use their new scheme for checking the cost of a call. The idea is that once you've finished, and this scheme is in existence already, they're just trying to promote it, you simply dial the call check number and a voice tells you how much you've spent on the previous call. You use it to check your monthly itemised bills, they say, which is brilliant, if you think about it, in terms of marketing. So you're thinking there, hang on a minute, so my bill needs checking, does it? Well, I better check then. So you pay for the original call, you pay for the itemised bill, and you pay for the computerised checking service. The only idea they've actually missed out on, of course, is if they actually made the charge for the price check system randomly variable, then they could make you hemorrhage even more money by forcing you to check the price you just paid for the check call, and then check the price you just paid for the check call, and then just in case they put in 100 quid or something, you just check the price and check call and then check. Phone them up 151 and blast them off. Blast them off. 151, blast them off. 911, actually. 151, chew their ears off. 2.
I had nothing to do on this hot afternoon but to settle down and write you a line. I'll be here, honey. Take a walk on the wild side, and the colored girls say,
Monday to Thursday on GLR, take a walk on the wild side. 2 hours of great music featuring new singles, albums, classic tracks chosen by you on the phone, plus rock rarities you won't hear anywhere else. This is Johnny Walker. Be with me for a walk on the wild side, Monday to Thursday at 7 on GLR.
Hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right, all right, all right.
Inserting yourself beamishly into what?
Tonight is To Change the World, Michael Alexander St. John, about an hour's time on this programme. Greater London Radio, there's a competition going on. Let's have a word with Rory.
In Leatherhead. Hello, Rory.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, good on you, all right. And what's your answer, by the way?
Young policeman with red moustaches.
Young policeman with red moustaches. Mm. Perhaps before you to feel you've justified actually coming on and saying that, you'd like to give us a reason.
Well, I couldn't really without getting arrested again.
What were you arrested for before?
Well, I wasn't actually. That was a joke.
Right, I love it when little Josh in the furious, wacky way that they do. Rod in Middlesex, hello.
Oh, good morning.
How are you doing, Rod?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Anyone there to help you out?
No.
Oh, I'm just going to stay in it then. What's your answer?
Conkers.
No. Oh. Sorry, Rod. And it's Michael in Pimlico. Michael, hello? You stuck there? We were talking to you just a moment ago, and it was going to be a... Yes? Can we have Michael? Can we have access to Michael? He's on 21. Yeah, all right. He is there, it says. Hello, Michael. Balls across the nose. We've got Jack. Hello, Jack.
How you going, man?
Yes, indeed. You've got yeah, Abu Gaveni, is it?
Abu Gaveni?
Yes, where you come from?
No, not quite.
No. Well, what's your answer?
Witch's hat.
Witch's hat.
Mm. All weightlifters.
Yes, Jack. All right, thanks very much for calling. Bye-bye. So we'll see if we can get Michael again. Oh, no, he's bazoofed completely. 0712242000 if you want to have a go at this. And no more than one of those, please. Have you ever listened to these people? Just try and deduce what they've found rather a lot of and phone us up and tell us.
What I would do is walk around them, put if I had my camera with me, I might take an abstract picture, get in very close.
Sit and look at them for a while and then I might think of a use for them, so I'd probably pick up about 20 in each hand and take them home.
I'd wonder what was in them, I'd touch a few and then walk away.
Yes, I'd certainly look at them, wouldn't go anywhere near them. Possibly it was some sort of scheme to prevent people parking their cars in that particular area.
I would make an effort to keep my dog away from it.
So, just have to decide what those people have found rather a lot of, and phone us up and say whatever it was. It doesn't have to be related to that at all, really. I mean, the chances of actually guessing it from those clues are actually very high if you listen closely. Those people have found rather a lot of something. This is a sort of interaction part of the programme that I like to get over with very quickly indeed. I do like you to write. I do. Don't get me wrong. I do like you to write to me, and I was here. Not because I want to hear the stupid things you have to say, but simply because it just makes me feel nice and warm and wanted somewhere in the depth of my cochlea. But here's a letter. It says, Dear Chris,
When I get bored, I run compasses into my head and career around bashing into things. The more often I do it, the better I get. Yours, Melky or Milk Zip. P.S. Very loud bangs.
Journey, one direction, reaching high. Keep the feeling of the spirit always present as you climb. One direction, one vibration. That's the message. Let us try. Always present as you climb. One direction, one vibration. That's the message. You can make it if you try.
Straight ahead, you may remember the historic mole-breaking video there, based around somebody putting the upper portion of his brain capsule in a vice and having it winched very slowly throughout the whole duration of the 3.5-minute video. Straight ahead from Cool and the Gang. And this piece of paper came through on fax this morning. Eve World Destruction Over and Overture. N, I do not apostrophe T, need this torture. Phone us up if you have any idea where that comes from. And if you hear it during the programme, indeed. Something else to tell you. Exclusive revelations this morning. The royal sensation of the decade. Charles and Di have not seen each other for 3 years. How rhino-trousered romance turned to a touching bond of remote respect. Palace turret counters say the hormone-sapping demands of the royal schedule meant that rubbing the Windsor bacon was increasingly out of the question. Charles, or the drone as he is known, reveals his innermost thoughts in his secret diary published today after an unscrupulous and reprehensible servant pickpocketed the future king while he was whistling a tune. The royal sizzler reveals how the image has been kept up by a series of hired stand-ins, later driven mad to prevent leaks, and $7 billion worth of state-of-the-art rhodium laser technology. The heartrending story of the loving couple's gradual compromise through tea and baobab shampoo, and how they conceived their children while sleeping in separate beds 2,000 miles apart. I carried the specimen jar and whopped it upper, says the footman. ¶¶
start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around how you get around. When you are alone, you are the cat, you are the phone, you are an animal. The words I'm saying now mean nothing more than me out to an animal. Wake up, smell the cat food in your bank account. Don't try to stop the tail that wags the hound. D world destruction over an overture. And do I need a positive D need this touch? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? No one in the world ever gets what they want, and that is beautiful. Everybody dies frustrated and sad, and that is beautiful. They want what they're not, and I wish they would stop saying dabbity dog dog ding dang dibbity dabbity dog dog ding dang dibbity. World destruction over an amateur. And do I need a positive team in this shot? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? I don't want to live in this world anymore. Start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the while that you're my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around?
It's actually a favorite, They Might Be Giants' first LP, simply called They Might Be Giants, and a bit of record company Jiggery Pokery. I think they're going to be re-releasing that first LP on WEA in the interest of making some money in Interim while they're making a new record, I guess. And that, so that record was recorded 4 years ago, and it's now their latest single. Not quite sure about the ethics of doing that, but anyway, it's quite a good song. They Might Be Giants, Don't Let's Start. Good thing about the LP, I don't know if they're going to release it in the same sleeve, is that as well as a load of cartoons on the front, including little posters like signs saying Truth or Sandwiches, Exit 12, it does say, why not phone our dial-a-song service free when you call from work? These people have found rather a lot of something. All you have to do is guess what it is.
What I would do is walk around them, put via my camera with me. I might take an abstract picture, get in very close.
Sit and look at them for a while, and then I might think of a use for them, so I'd probably pick up about 20 in each hand and take them home.
I'd wonder what was in them. I'd touch a few and then walk away.
Yes, I'd certainly look at them. Wouldn't go anywhere near them. Possibly it was some sort of scheme to prevent people parking their cars in that particular area.
I would make an effort to keep my dog away from it.
Okay, 071-224-2000 if you want to have a go at that competition. Those people have found rather a lot of something. All you have to do is say if you know what it is.
In style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear.
Fun, that's one of the records we haven't got time to play on this program. Here's another one. There's a kind of mush all over the world. Other things happening in the programme, Wayne Carr will be back again, more feedback reports, 10 ideas to change the world, and in the second hour of the programme, the jam that fell on Swindon. This is Greater London Radio, 94.9 FM, 1458 AM. All right, stay on top till the knob goes pop. It's 11 o'clock.
Tonight, further rain is expected, but it will die out overnight, leaving a dry but cloudy morning. GLR News from the BBC, I'm Peter Plisner.
Christmas. Janet Cogan Sunday. Watch out. 2020 weekend traffic with possible delays on the A11 Bow flyover. It's had to be closed both ways due to an incident. Police tell us it should be reopened by about 11:30. The Canningtown flyover has now been reopened, but there are still one or two delays in that area. Tower Bridge is due to be lifted in about 10 minutes' time. And Albert Bridge, that's closed both ways data due to maintenance work. Finally, in Soho, there is a festival going on there in Chinatown, and that's affected several local roads. John Hocking, AA Road Watch.
Snuffle.
Jose Jones told me along his story. He got friends like Paco, Pico, Piedra, La Muñeca.
Oh, it's Colin, just before you go on.
Yeah?
Do you like cheese?
No.
I do. Hello, Cliff.
Hello.
I've got another round of the competition to batter on with. We've got to Will, I think, in Highgate. Hello, Will.
Hello, Chris.
Excellent. Whereabouts are you exactly within the house, the confined unit?
I'm sitting on the Chesterfield opposite the bar.
Right. And what has been happening in your life during the last 24-hour period?
It's been my wife Kim's birthday.
Your wife? Your wife's kin's birthday?
Kim.
Oh, Kim. Kim's your wife.
Kim.
Guys, it's been her birthday.
Yes.
And what did you do for it?
Well...
Right, okay, and what's your answer then?
Bollards, you know, those cone things. Cone, roadside cones.
A highly risible word to come out with at this hour in the morning on the radio. Perhaps you'd like to say it again before going.
Bollard.
And we've got to have a word with Russell. No, it's John, actually, isn't it, John?
Yes.
Hello, John, you've been with us before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I think it was as a clam before. What's your answer?
Well, I think it's parking meters, actually.
Right. And would you like to explain why?
Well, I think it's something to do with the dogs, you know. I can imagine a dog going along and listening...
Shall we let him go on?
Reparking.
Let him know, all right. And we've got with Cliff in Enfield. Hello, Cliff. Cliff!
Hello.
Cliff! Yeah, hello. Are you all right, Cliff?
Yeah, I've got a cold, actually.
Have you? what's your answer?
Bonsai trees.
Okay, and we've got to have a word with Frank in Essex. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
You still there? Very good indeed.
I'm still here.
What's planned for today?
What's planned for today?
Yes.
Working, basically.
And what will you be working as today?
As today? A bit of artwork, that, this and that. You know,
oh, really? On what? He said feigning interest rather delicately. What? Yes? On what? Artwork on what?
Brochures, literature. If you want any done, Chris, or business cards, just give me a call.
Artwork on brochures and literature. When did I last see a brochure or a literature with artwork on it?
Well, it's pretty boring, isn't it?
Listen to that. Good. Go and torture it. Have you given us an answer?
The answer is phallic police cone.
No, thanks for calling 0712242000. Bye-bye is the number to call, and here is a sequence of clues which should lead you towards the right answer. Can I give away anything about this? Let me think about this while you're hearing these.
What I would do is walk around them, put my camera with me, I might take an abstract picture, get in very close.
Sit and look at them for a while, and then I might think of a use for them, so I'd probably pick up about 20 in each hand and take them home.
Bad people.
Oh, yes, sorry, there wasn't any music there, so it sounded like a gap. 0712242000, if you want to have a go at that. Greater London Radio is the station you're calling. Those people have found rather a lot of something. Let's have a look at the answer. Yeah, of course, it's not the sort of thing that you'd see every day. And there'll be another round in about 12 minutes, 48 seconds. Meanwhile, it just occurred to me, I saw this headline yesterday in one of the papers. Robots will run universe, says scientist. Struck me what an excellent job it is being a scientist, because you can get away with saying what the hell you like, and somebody's bound to print it. I had a quick look through some of the other papers which I keep on a shelf for just such a purpose, research, and I found these headlines, which have also been propounded at some stage by scientists, and which are clearly probably caused by some mild recreational pharmaceutical. Three-wheeled ostrich will hold key to global power, from 1988. 1987, plankton treadmill to propel army officers by 2050. And this one, which was only printed last week, every four will be five by the end of the next century. Good luck. Those are all from the mouth of Dr. Dax. I'm a feeling so bad. And here's today's feedback report number two.
drawing rings around things. Mm. What's your approach?
Well, I should think, and probably in the long run, it does a lot of good, I should imagine.
It takes a while to work
its way through, I suppose, yeah.
What sort of advantage could it bestow?
Well, see things in a different light, I suppose, you know.
There must be one or two things about which it would be a profoundly bad idea to draw a ring. Can you think of one?
Joint box, I should think, yeah. Probably.
Junction box,
I should say, yeah.
What would be a good size of ring to draw about the things which it is safe to draw a ring around?
Well, a couple of yards, I should think, in some cases.
And how many more would you like to see by the end of the coming decade?
Between 5 and 10,000.
But you don't miss a hand until it goes wrong, you know?
If you know what's good for you, then you know what you can do. But just get on the bus and shout. Get on the bus, get out.
It sounds not unlike a joke, really. Someone decided that they put together REM attempting to do a Rolling Stones cover version. What they actually came out with is a band called The Lars, and that's a song called Doldrum. Last week it was reported that, it sounds like good news, really, transplanting animal hearts into humans is a logical step to take, according to John Wallach, the cardiothoracic surgeon at Papworth Hospital. The technique is known as xenografting, and it could overcome the dire shortage of human donors. It sounds like good news till you consider that so far the only compatible donor discovered has been a mouse. The operation was conducted on a prisoner, so obviously it didn't matter, in 1989, and the heart exploded after just 3 seconds. Other top-secret experiments also conducted at the Underground Research Laboratory on Dartmoor have included a horse leg transplant for the injured athlete Steve Ovette, now a spy in Alderney, a coelacanth limb graft for the Grand Prix driver Martin Donnelly, and the now famous Anubis series of experiments, dog's heads for John Hurt, Bobby Fischer and Brian Ferry, all complete failures.
Government. The man in a trench coat, badge out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie calls Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat. Put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the man, he says they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell. Hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride frail. Get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users. Hanging around the theaters, girl by the whirlpools. Looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders. Watch your parking meters. Short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success. Please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Hello, Brenda.
Yeah?
Oh, it's Colin here. We got a slight noise on your line. Do you know if there's somebody else using a phone in the house as well?
No.
Well, do you have a... Does your next-door neighbour have a phone?
Probably.
Could you just check and see if they're using it, okay?
Hang on.
All right.
Everything she needs, she's in
art. Oh, thanks, Bob.
What I would do is walk round them, but if I had my camera with me, I might take an abstract picture, getting very close.
These pictures, by the way, are clues for the competition. We're about to hear some answers.
Sit and look at them for a while, and then I might think of a use for them, so I'd probably pick up about 20 in each hand and take them home.
I'd wonder what was in them, I'd touch a few, and then walk away.
Yes, I'd certainly look at them, wouldn't go anywhere near them. Possibly it was some sort of scheme to prevent people parking their cars in that particular area.
I would make an effort to keep my dog away from it.
0712242000 is the number these people have called. Hello, Brenda. Oh, I don't know why she's not there. Vic in Halston. Hello, Vic.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, God, very good. And do you run cars, by the way, Vic?
Run cars?
Yes.
I run one car, yeah.
You run one car. What sort is it?
It's a Toyota.
Is it? Right, yes, I soon you get a real one. What's your answer?
Well, I wouldn't park where these things were because I think they were detonators.
Extraordinary. Right, okay, thanks very much for calling, Vic. Bye-bye.
Not right.
Funnily enough, no. And it's Pat in South Norwood.
Hello.
Hello, Pat.
Is it clothes stores?
No. Bye-bye. And it's got to be Peter in... hello. St. Albans. Stalbans. Is a store.
Hello there.
Hello, Peter. Yes.
Good morning, Chris.
Right. Yes? Anything else?
Well...
Was there more?
Are you going to let me talk?
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, I'll shut up now.
The other chap almost stole my thunder. I think they're nuclear warheads. Hello?
We'll have a word with Brenda.
Hello?
What's your answer?
Hello, hello. Chocolate-flavoured drawing pins.
All right, how tall are you?
5'3".
We've had that one before.
Where?
We have had chocolate-flavoured... I'm sure we've had chocolate-flavoured drawing pins before.
When?
Well, don't ask me that, but I mean, it does. It's lodged somewhere. Unless it's a thing, is it? Is it a real thing, chocolate-flavoured drawing pin? Is it?
No.
Sweet cigarettes, you can get chocolate... You can't?
I don't think so.
Oh, dear.
I wish you did.
Tell them to take him out then. But thanks for calling, Brenda.
Bye.
We have to go now. Bye-bye, everybody. And it's 0712242000 if you want to have a go. And do you need the clues again? I'm probably convinced you do.
What I would do is walk round them, but if I had my camera with me, I might take an abstract picture, getting very close.
Sit and look at them for a while, and then I might think of a use for them, so I'd probably pick up about 20 in each hand and take them home.
I'd wonder what was in them, I'd touch a few, and then walk away.
Yes, I'd certainly look at them, wouldn't go anywhere near them. Possibly it was some sort of scheme to prevent people parking their cars in that particular area.
I would make an effort to keep my dog away from it.
There was one room in her house that was always kept locked. It was the garage.
I suppose I ought to say that it's something to do with clothes. I suppose I ought to say that. Just prolong the competition a little bit longer. This is Thomas Dobley. Oh, yeah, the guy on Kiss FM this morning, you see, in the middle of his London sort of, oh, friends of Jesus, he suddenly went, Kiss FM, sophisticated music. I'll never hurt you, sophisticated music. Calling about the middle track there, Driving South, Jimi Hendrix, from the LP released, I think, about 18 months ago of the BBC Sessions. I think it's on Polydor, could be wrong about that, but that was Driving South, instrumental. When he got it right, he really did. And Key to Your Ferrari was first, Thomas Dolby, and that was from this time last year. It's kind of Terence Trent D'Arby time of year. The I wish I hadn't said that. Billy, don't fall. But meanwhile, the extent of the damage suffered by Swindon after an unexpected fall of jam last night is only now becoming apparent. Witnesses blame low cloud for preventing evasive action. Pensioner Garth Point, who regularly checks the sky for falling objects, said, "I saw an absolutely enormous lump of jam hurtling into the ground." Conservationists claim the council knew the jam had been forecast and deliberately ignored the warning. "We've been telling them this could happen for weeks, but they ignored us," spluttered angry spokesman from Fruit, the Federation for Revealing Unlikely and Idiotic Truths. Jam impact assessors calculate that 40 tonnes of jam fell on the sleeping Wiltshire town, flattening dogs, gumming up windscreen wipers and making things red. "It's a rather inferior mixed fruit variety," roared jam professor Sir Fringfrom Delusion. "This is certainly the biggest fall since Sebastopol was devastated by 10,000 tons of chutney."
Hey up, this is Gary Crowley. Friday nights will never be the same. Between 8 and 10 o'clock, only here on GLR, we'll be dancing this mess around like nobody else. Hipper than hip music, the grooviest of competitions. The Friday Freakout is the show of shows. With yours truly, Gary Crowley. 8 till 10, only here on GLR. 94.9.
Alright, and the man Gaz Crowley here, on with your radio set, the wireless night pyjamas to do, and don't blow your nose on your trousers this afternoon, okay? Lost the plot years ago, mouth still moving.
"We're trying to give earwigs a better image," said the Suffolk Wildlife Trust this week. "It's rotten of people to stamp on them. Remember, the earwig is a noble creature, erroneously believed to crave the waxy subways of the human ear, whose abdominal pincers are incapable of inflicting pain, and whose unrewarded help is in the garden eating aphids. Hail, you much maligned, tweezer-tailed, crackly jacket, you."
Hello, is it Luna?
Yeah.
Luna, don't worry, you sounded a bit worried there. Don't worry, it's all very exciting, I know. It's Colin here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think there's going to be some jelly. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Luna.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Middlesex.
Oh, can I borrow some sellotape?
I should have, I always forget when I play that to mention the sax player, who was clearly, so he's nothing to do with the session at all. He was just wandering around with his bass sax, just blowing willy-nilly whenever he wanted. He probably couldn't hear anything that was going on. He was just having a little practice, trying to clear some of the saliva and gunge out of the end of his saxophone, and they kept him on there. He's really rather entertaining. Next time you hear the record, listen in the gaps where everything else stops, the bass sax is just sort of wandering around vaguely. No one near a microphone is in the back of the studio expectorating fountains from the end of his horn. It's Carol in Mitcham.
Hello.
How are you doing, Carol?
Fine, thanks.
Was it the garden or the shed?
Pardon?
There's two, because the garden shed line or the outdoor line with the out in the garden and the leaves.
It's actually outside.
Time of year. What, the garden shed's outside? Is it not attached to the house?
I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm on about here.
Oh, don't worry. It's the gardening advice line, GLR.
No.
No? Oh, sorry. What did you want? Did you phone someone else?
I phoned to say that it was tax on the road to stop people from parking.
Tax on the road.
You know,
yeah, I think there is a tax on the road already, isn't it? I think everybody pays that little disc on the windscreen.
Carpet tax.
Oh, carpet? No, there's not carpet tax on the road. It was quite a good joke. Perhaps you should phone the you should phone the Chris Morris programme and talk to him about that, OK?
That must be it.
Yes, all right. I think you've got the wrong number, all right, Carol? Would you like to apologise, everyone, for wasting their time?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, OK. And we've got Linda in Middlesex. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Or Lena, is it?
Lena.
I wonder how you got your name. Did a leg fall off? So what's your answer, anyway?
Flowers.
Oh, no. I better have a word with Mr. Stitt about that one. It's Chris in Heston. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you, Chris?
Very well, how are you?
Have you shaved?
I have, actually, this morning.
It's rather nice, isn't it? I like it when they slip laterally. What's your answer?
Coat hangers.
No, funnily enough, no. It's illegal, man. It's got a John in Kent. Hello, John.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, you used to be a priest, didn't you?
Once upon a time.
You did, and what happened? What happened?
I got navigated.
You got for the defrocking procedure, was it?
Oh, yes, yeah, backwards as
the
well.
The left dock in the pew.
Yeah.
All right, John, anything else to add?
Luminous green eggs.
No. It was you. It was. You're the pink blancmange.
With the jelly.
Yeah, no, right, maybe it's not the pink one. There was a man who found out. I'd love to dedicate the rest of the programme to him. A man who found out and said, pink the bunge. But anyway, John, thanks for calling. You're totally
you're
wrong, of course. Bye-bye. It's 0712242000. I want to have a go at these. Just listen to the clues. These people are responding. Honestly, they found rather a lot of something. I'm going to have to give this away. It's so dull.
What I would do is walk round them, put my camera with me. I might take an abstract picture, get in very close.
Sit and look at them for a while, and then I might think of a use for them. So I'd probably pick up about 20 in each hand and take them home.
I'd wonder what was in them. I'd touch a few, and then walk away.
Yes, I'd certainly look at them. Wouldn't go anywhere near them. Possibly it was some sort of scheme to prevent people parking their cars in that particular area.
I would make an effort to keep my dog away from it.
0712242000. Want to have a go at this particular competition? I've said something to do with clothing. I've said nobody ignore that. That's quite sensible, really. Well, everybody ignore that, and that is equally sensible. Though it really, of course, is something to do with clothing, and it's about the size of a size 9 shoe. I would say the size would vary actually between the size of a size 9 shoe and the size of this, which is considerably smaller, and about the size of a baby's hand and wrist. I remember the last time we removed one of those. Just look at the size there. Just imagine it on the table before it went into the sandwich, and that is the size variation of these particular items. Something to do with clothing, something has happened to them, something which you would more normally associate with matters to do with a garage. 0712242000. I don't know why I'm giving you all these clues, but anyway, there is 0712242000. That's the number to call, and probably the last time I'm going to plug this competition. The time is irrelevant. Here are 10 ideas to change the world. 1990 winter.
Outwardly bristling, while inwardly skipping through Lincoln. Hydroelectric greetings that cheer, rouse and sanctify, or provide an unusual selection of nuts. Listening to chips of milk as they rattle huge sheets of glass yesterday's. Dark Smollett Gregory ransacking, while over to the left, Matilda quietly implodes. I've been lying in the mud for about a month now. Peter Sissons told me to do it during the news. There he was, bundling the half-ripened words from his lip vat, and as usual, various postcards flashed up usefully behind him, when I suddenly realized that what looked like a sequence of maps was in fact a coded signal. Without a word, I unbolted myself from the chair, shot the butler with my scythe, and slammed into the treacly darkness of my mud chamber. The message? If you lie down, a man will bring you a cake and some tasty morsels of pewter. So, drear Blatherin, as I sloop about in this silky envelope, I feel you too must benefit from my lucky vision and consign yourselves immediately to a moist sleeve of liquid soil. P.S. If you lie down face first, may man will slip you a swift groat. Done it? Good. Quick, men, I think they fell for it. Dispatch you with haste. Confiscate their faces, drill the backs of their knees, pour oil into their childer, inject their cats with nitrogen, redirect their mail to Brancaster, and return with their cheese. For I intend to eat an incredibly large sandwich. 5 more peas on purpose. Posting perhaps parcels to baby lampposts. Lymphatic drizzle, mounted in sin and gingerly passed round the banquet on a lubricated stilt. Ramming your fist through bystanders' ears and pulling out the small, ricey people. Adjusting your hair out of someone else's telephone. Inserting yourself beamishly into a wall of geese.
10 Ideas to Change the World from Michael Alexander St. John. The Candleland LP from Ian McCulloch last year. It's the long version. It goes on for another 12 minutes, stays in the same key. He did record it lying down flat on his back after being put in a Wurlitzer for about 45 minutes. Accounts for the sound and the rather moving vocal rendition that he's put on there. Uncle Jack was ploughing through topics, reams of subjects this morning. He said, "Did you know 5 years ago I had a spy in my house?" How did you know he was a spy?
Well, I mean, he came to the door and he said he was from MI5 and he'd like to hire a room.
What, and you just let him in?
Oh, yes, yes. I could tell he was a spy, you know, because he didn't drink. You see, they have their bladders removed, you know. And he'd gone mad. They just hired a room for him so he could sit and watch a war.
New from Paul Simon, it's called The Obvious Child, joining the increasing band of rock stars who, once you've made it, decided they go around the world with their vast pockets charged with money and go and raid other cultures for their musical heritage. Joining the band of, I think it was started by Peter Gabriel and also David Byrne. Of course, Paul Simon's done it before, but this time he's gone to the, I think he's gone to South America, come back with a pocket full of Latin rhythms on the LP, The Rhythm of the Saints. That's the new single, The Obvious Child. Great London Radio, the time now is 12 midday.
The Ministry of Defence. The rain tonight will die out and there'll be some mist and fog patches, particularly in the morning. Lowest temperatures, 12 degrees, 54 Fahrenheit in town, 9 degrees, 48 Fahrenheit out of town. The outlook, dry and bright. GLR News from the BBC. I'm Peter Plisner.
2020 weekend traffic with delays out of town in Buckinghamshire on the M25, clockwise between junctions 15 and 16. That's M4 to the M40, very heavy going there. Also on the M25 approaching the M1, that's very busy as well. And on the M1 itself, northbound between junctions 6A and 8. That's M25 up through to Hemel Hempstead, very heavy and slow moving there. The Canning Town flyover was closed earlier due to maintenance, has now been reopened, but it's still heavy westbound due to roadworks at the Leemouth Road junction. Tower Bridge is due to be lifted at 12:20 today, and there are a couple of other liftings later on this afternoon as well. The Albert Bridge is closed for maintenance until the end of the day, and in the Soho area there are various road closures there due to the Chinese festival that's taking place. John Hocking, AA Road Watch.
Good afternoon, my dear old thing. It's been an absolutely fascinating morning.
There was a good headline last week. It said poetry health... It said poultry health checks. Relax. So the guy goes in. Morning, hens. Help yourself to crumbs. Good. So you guys look pretty damn well. Any problems? Oh, yeah, sure. Let me give you a light. Why not? There's a lot worse than that for just a couple of days. After all, it's a lot safer than crossing the road. A bit slappy on the back, old chicken. From The Sun last week, an article describing the electric stun mat, which will be used to keep animals with rabies out of Britain. The Sun said, Britain is a rabid-free country. How can The Sun possibly say that when Richard Littlejohn and Gary Bushell conclusively and consistently prove otherwise? 0712 242 2000 is the number you're too late to ring if you want to take part in the competition. We got Stan in Egham. Hello, Stan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Do you stand straight, or do you have a slightly sort of idiosyncratic, rather charming way of
holding yourself? I'm a bit like Disraeli in that I sort of slide around corners. By the time I've caught my testicles in the lathe.
Right, okay, so carry on, you know, so fire away. Disraeli sliding around corners, okay, and give us an answer before you go.
Certainly, it's Delia Smith's fibrous nuggets.
Okay, no, you were going to say oyster pedestals, you dog.
I was.
You dinge. Go away, and it's got to be Graham in Chingford.
Hello there.
Ah, Graham. Stand up straight now.
I am.
Look sharp. What's your answer?
Lip sandwiches.
Right, go and paint the stones white in the yard. We've got Mark... What did he say? Lip sandwiches? Hang on a minute, I was lost there.
Yes,
no. And it's got to be Mark in Croydon. Imagine finding someone else's tongue in your blancmange. What's your answer?
Multicoloured sugar cubes.
Oh, tonne de blancmange. We're going to have a word with Dawn in Muswell Hill.
Morning.
Yes, it... and who else was that?
Who?
Yes, the one back there.
Which one?
Well, this time there was a male voice.
Oh, no, he's telling the children to be quiet.
He's still... No, I won't continue that. What's your answer, by the way?
Inflated pockets.
Well, by Joffy, you're absolutely right, you know. Inflated pockets. How on earth did you arrive at that one?
Oh, well, that'd be telling.
Yeah, it's probably got on the bus called Colin. And, Dawn, if you just like to stick on the line...
Right.
...then I'm sure somebody will help you off later. 0712 242 2000, the number now. Too late to ring. But there was something else. Now, what was it? Oh, no, I was going to... I had this ridiculous idea. Is it funny? Late at night, you can be sort of kissed by the most goofy and loopy ideas coming into your head. And one of them was that I should play a record without you being able to hear it and sing along to it and then get you to guess. I think you're rather glad that I decided not to take that option. What's here? Oh, no, that's that one. No, it's probably this one, isn't it? Yes, that's right. It's a kind of weather to appropriate to the weather today. And it goes like this. Yeah. Teeth and dodo night.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. My bundle of joy.
That was last week's news, which were in... Well, I'm just looking at The Sun, actually, which was a moment ago. The Sun continued. I'd love to see my good friend May Ducknamee is still thriving and in business. Here's a letter which she wrote to The Sun last week, to the columnist Richard Littlejohn, who said, Dear Richard, I was so impressed with your column today, I had to write and say I agree wholeheartedly with every word. It's a pity more journalists don't say exactly what they think. Keep up the good work. Yours, Mr. J. Biggins, Western Supermare, a.k.a. Richard Littlejohn, Quarantine, England. Letters are all to filter through before we get to the end of the programme, just to justify the stamps that people have actually coughed out on them. I see that Chat and Day, by the way, are going on a tour called the Back on the Road Tour. I thought that was going to be saved up for when Gloria Estefan gets back. And also your letters here which said, Dear Chris, Oliver Reed, George Best, why not double-headed matches and one or two reedy orchestras, I'll be bound, yours, Slittery Slattery. And also, Dear Chris, with a fishing gum now, bring back those halcyon days and the short sterling, yours, filigree zap giant. And finally, Dear Chris, if I walk side sideways down streets, I become invisible and no one can see me. Often I find this very exciting and scamper off to bound around in the privacy of my black rubber cubicle. Yours, Zip Apostle. There's always a bit of cash to be picked up if you spot two people who look exactly the same. If you'd like to go to last week's newspapers, find a couple of pictures there printed of Dr. McCoy from Star Trek and Hal Bennett of Shelley, then you'll find two people who look exactly the same. You'll send them off and get a fiver there. And if you want to get yourself another fiver from Private Eye, the young Leonard Nimoy is a dead ringer for Felicity Kendall. Not surprising, actually, I'm cheating a bit. She's his sister. By the way, I intend to eat the greater part of Clapham, if that is not Delight's next single. It's called, they changed the titles of their records and the song. Oh, how calamitous news. It's all falling to good beat. Yeah. End of story.
Greater London Radio, it's Wayne Carr.
Good morning, isn't it wonderful? Is that right, Tony?
Woof.
Okay, and we're checking out the news and the weather with a cock-a-doodle-doo and more your beef-in beard clam reef. Okay, we're checking out some of the news for you. First of all, in the stories here, photo fits issued to gag who prey upon the elderly. Guess they do it to avoid scuffing their knees or something. Still, it must be a bit uncomfortable there. Nations form alliance to tackle junk in Earth's orbit. Must say I find it pretty unlikely that a Chinese boat is whizzing around in space. Okay, keep your hair square. And families cautious over early release. So would I be. Nobby tells me it could be very embarrassing. And Dr. Charge with raping girl patient. Yeah, we saw them on the news, you know. They're always Indian, these guys, aren't they? Just typical. They're so ugly they can't get the chicks properly. Sparks between Iraq and Kuwait and Arab League. Nice to see the boys making a comeback there, although I can't help thinking they chose the wrong venue for doing it right now. Laura Ashley Work will go out to subcontractors. Bit of a departure there from dresses, isn't it? Underwater boats. And patients suffering unnecessary pain, it says here. Kinky devils. Whoa, all right. And checking out the news for you in the Top Academy file. Encourage your staff, boss is told. I don't know about you, but mine doesn't need any. And a story from Singapore here about a wedding racket. I guess that's what they use for wedding services out there or something. And McGregor raises new doubts about GCSE. Well, you can't take any chances these days. I've given up beef altogether. And some of your letters too coming up in just a second with the celebrity gossip about Ken Dodd. Good old Doddy's back in town. Just used to love his little diddleman there. I told him that last time I saw him, actually, I said, I love your diddleman, Doddy. And he just walked away. Well, no skin off my teeth if you can't take a compliment. And anyway, he's on the Palladium, and just one of these nights. Got one of his jokes here, actually. Doctor says, have any trouble passing water? And Ken replies, well, I feel a bit dizzy going over bridges. I love that one. But actually, Ken, I'd like to know what you're doing peeing over a bridge anyway. Okay, and Tula. Hey, what about this chick, Tula, right? Who was born a boy. Cooey, eh? Right, cooey. That's what we say here. Cooey. All right, because she or is it he? Eh? Anyway, I mean, it's been told it can't marry a bloke, even though it's been living as a man for some considerable ages. And we here on the Pussy Posse on WC in the afternoon, we think a bit of observation comedy for you here. Well, you can't help thinking that there must be a little tadger left in there somewhere. You know what I mean? Somewhere in there. Hey, even if she has had all that HRT stuff, right? And that's another thing, actually. I've looked all over the place for that stuff, and you can't get it anywhere. Not in bags or leaves or anywhere. HRT, I can't find it. Okay, and your letters finally too on the Rampage with Wayne's Mail. It says, Dear Wayne, I have a very stupid friend called Martin. One day, someone was telling him about how to grow and harvest potatoes. When he got to preparing them for the pot, he said, take a spade and dig the tubers out of the ground. And Martin said, but won't they get rusty if they get buried in the ground? Very much indeed. Yours, Barnaby Nudge. yeah, well, what an absolute spaz brain Martin sounds there, I have to say, Barnaby. What a derbo. Okay, I mean, you'd have thought he'd realize that tubers are made of brass. And indeed, they don't rust. Okay, thanks for listening, and good morning. Wonderful to have you with us back on GLC, the wonderful sound of the Police. Okay, I like this record going all the way back from 19... That's it. Martin's just walked in. Morning, Steve. He's being interviewed on Annie. Yeah, morning. He's being interviewed on Annie Nightingale's program at 12:30. Steve Martin. There's something missing from my life. Yeah, morning, Steve. Get out now. Next door. Tell you what, Steve, if you're not going to get out, could you do for that hilarious bit, you know, from out of All of Me, you know, where you get taken over, just been taken over by the spirit of another person, you have an argument with yourself, and you look at that. God's horse.
I remember you interviewed them when they got an award or something, didn't you, Annie? When they were out in the Far East.
Yeah, they used to do that track live, actually. It brings back great memories, Chris.
Yeah, they used to go fixing a hole where the rain came in as well, didn't they? They used to start singing the Beatles one.
No.
I saw them at Kingston Polytechnic in 1938, and they did it there.
Right, well,
anyway.
Let's not quibble, Chris.
All right.
Right.
I like quibbles, actually. They stroke. Anyway, what's your answer, by the way?
Shut up. Right, today, after 12:30, my guest is going to be Mick Kidd, creator of Biff. You know what Biff is?
Yes.
Good, fine. You're a Guardian reader? Yes.
Yes.
And so if you want to talk to him, the number to call is 0712242000.
Yes.
Our international correspondent today is Harold Emmett, who we spoke to before, in Rio, talking about a crocodile which has sort of terrorised the streets hundreds of miles from its natural habitat. And also, there's... Yes, I'm sorry, it's true. And also, today we're going to be talking about sexual stereotyping. Whoa. TV commercials. Did you know, Chris, that in TV commercials only 10% of men have fair hair?
Do they?
Because this is sort of as being a more female image.
Really? 10% of men have fair hair?
Only 10% of men in TV commercials have fair hair. Women are always... Exactly. Women are always... Women are shown always sort of at home, despite the fact 3/4 of women actually work.
Yes, yes. Are never at home. Never at home at all.
And even more shocking... Even more shocking...
Is?
It's a report today that the USA, hosts of the next World Cup, are not only rumoured, as I've heard, of dividing the game into 4 segments, better for TV advertising, but they're going to actually move the goalposts wider. Because, so there'll be more goals, because if the Americans won't be able to cope with having 0-0 draws or 1-0. I think this is totally outrageous, and I want to hear from you about it, so please give me a call on 0712242000. Let us try and stop this before it happens, yeah?
OK, thanks, Annie.
Thank you, Chris.
Not cricket, is it? I've got another feedback. Nicholas Parsons.
Shame, the way you mess around with the man. It's a shame, the way you hurt me. It's a shame, the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone, waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame, the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame, the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame, the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with love, and then you throw it away. It's a shame, shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. I tried to speak with you, show your love so true, but you won't appreciate the love we try.
Each and every one of you that listen. By the way, there is a job going. If you want to have a go at this, and London Underground are looking for a new voice for their famous Mind the Gap message, applicants should submit a short CV and a cassette tape featuring the words Mind the Gap 3 times in succession. Please send it off. It's done, being done through Radio 4's Going Places programme, BBC Broadcasting House, London WA1AA. I've got to fit this in. Damn it, why do I have to fit in these silly public information messages towards the end of the programme? Anyway, that's the address. And when recording your cassette, you should bear in mind the successful applicant will have a firm, sensible voice which communicates authority, reliability, calm, a slightly exotic hairstyle and a whiff of scampish humour. So please send a cassette featuring you saying 3 times Mind the Gap to BBC Radio 4's Going Places programme at BBC Broadcasting House, London WA1AA. That's the last time I'm saying that on this programme. They like to sound annoyed when I have to do the public service bit, but sometimes they are.
It's a shame the way you hurt.
As for this week, I have to save the final feedback report until next week. I'm back again, I think, at about 10:15 next Sunday morning. And what's the final thing here? Of course, it's poor and it's bad, and perhaps you'd like to talk about this to somebody. Phone them up and just say hello. Have you heard about this one? There's a maths ability plunge going on. The standard reached by children has fallen significantly. Their comprehension of decimals and fractions showing the biggest decline ever. Easy for 11-year-olds, subtracting 2,328 from 8,004 was impossible for one in three. It's about 10%.